Another reporter who's covering this story is Joseph White, the Detroit bureau chief of the Wall Street Journal, who's on the line this morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
We just heard some questions about whether GM is really going to save $7 billion. Will it?
Well, it's a good question. It's not entirely clear, at least from what the company disclosed yesterday, how they're going to do it. I mean, the point that that John McElroy made in your piece about the jobs bank, and basically, you know, workers who get laid off under the contract essentially receive full pay, even if they don't have work to do, that's a real problem for GM. And the company really did not very clearly outline how they're going to come up with this $7 billion. Some of it will come from the health care concessions that they've already negotiated, and some of it apparently is going to come from various efficiencies that they hope to achieve in their factories. But that's all a little bit up in the air. And even the health care savings could be eaten up to some degree by inflation. So that's part of why Wall Street reacted the way it did.
Well, I want to ask about a couple of these changes at different plants. Let's talk about a plant in Georgia. It makes minivans. What is GM planning to do and why?
Well, they're planning to close that plant in 2008, and I think it kind of illustrates the problem that GM has. The management made a decision some years ago not to invest that heavily in the minivan segment, partly because they believed that it wasn't all that exciting or profitable, and they'd rather put their money into SUVs, large SUVs. In the late 1990s, that seemed like a perfectly fine decision. Problem is that Chrysler, Toyota, and Honda have each dramatically improved their minivan products, made them much more attractive. They're selling quite well. GM's minivans are outdated and now are sort of fourth or fifth choice in the marketplace. Sales are way down. And now the people in Georgia are going to lose their jobs because management didn't invest in that product, didn't make that call. It's a little picture of the vicious circle that GM is in which the money that they don't have the money to keep all the different products that they have up to date and refreshed, and as a result, they start to lose sales.
So you have a type of product, a minivan, that people want. You have a plant that makes it, but GM has made a series of decisions so that they're now forced to close a plant that won't really necessarily save all that much money.
Well, not in the short term, no. I mean, this plant is supposed to close in 2008, and the reason why they say 2008 is because under the contract that GM has with the United Auto Workers Union, they can't, they're not supposed to close permanently and forever any plants. So they have to push some of these closures off until after the current contract expires, and what they'll have to do is go into bargaining with the union to get a final closure and some kind of a settlement for the people down in those plants, because all those people believe, and they have a right to believe, that GM owes them something.
GM is also closing a production line at a plant in Tennessee that makes Saturns, and this is not an old plant. Why would it be shut down, or part of it?
Well, the Saturn story is kind of an unfortunate story in a way. And the plant opened in 1990 or around 1990, and it was supposed to be GM's answer to Japanese small cars. And they set it up as a separate company almost within the company and tried to operate the factory along so-called Japanese lines. So unfortunately, the plant really never got off the ground. The product was behind the Japanese competition pretty much from the day that it launched. The plant was never as efficient as a comparable Toyota plant, and Saturn has stumbled along with a very good image in the marketplace because they've done a lot of smart things in terms of dealing with customers at the retail end, but the business side of Saturn just never worked, and now essentially they're consolidating Saturn into the rest of GM. Small cars that Saturn built at that plant ought to be built and will be built along with other GM small cars at a different factory.
When we hear you say that some of these plant closings may not save that much money, or at least it's not clear, when we see the stock price go down in response to this, which seemed to be driven by an effort to please Wall Street in the first place, is GM caught in so many complexities that it's hard to do anything that seems to make sense?
It's hard to do anything that makes sense fast. It is a very complex situation. Any other company that was losing close to $4 billion in the space of 9 months would probably be doing a lot more and a lot more drastic action a lot faster. General Motors just is wrapped up in knots with its union contracts and the various constituencies that management has to please. So it's not entirely clear how they're going to easily get out of the fix that they're in.
Mr. White, thanks very much.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Joseph White. He's Detroit bureau chief for the Wall Street Journal, and he's one of the correspondents covering the news out of Detroit, where General Motors has announced it's closing some plants and eliminating 30,000 jobs. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.